In the role of Sanhedrin of Beis Nagodol, the Rav said the Beis Nagodol serves in two functions. One is the Sunt Halachos, which are mentioned in the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that only Beis Nagodol can paskin. But there's another halach of Beis Nagodol, and that is that Beis Nagodol are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. And this you prove in the Gemara, that the Gemara says in Brachos that Kiddush HaChodesh, we know that Kiddush HaChodesh requires Haroah, members of Beis Nagodol, to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, and the Gemara says, how is it on Shabbos we say Mekadesh, Mekadesh HaShabbos, we don't say Yisrael, but on Yom Tov we say Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. And the Gemara, because we have a general principle, Ein Choshmin Mishnayim, we don't have two motifs in a bracha. So Gemara says that Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim is one motif, Mekadesh Yisrael de Mekadshe Lazmanim. So you see that, so it's Klal Yisrael that's Mekadesh the Chodesh. And just the Bezna are the representatives of Klal Yisrael, as opposed to Shabbos, that's Mekunish Me'elav. So sometimes Bezna Gadol, Sanhedrin Gadola, is functioning as not just in terms of the Minui, not just in terms of in particular halachas or dinim that require Bezna Gadol, but it's also because they represent Klal Yisrael. And there, for example, it could be that Minui Melech, the Rav said, or Koyen Gadol, these are because since it's Nogeit or Klal Yisrael, so you need Bezna Gadol as the representatives of Klal Yisrael.